current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. I always feel better on the first day of spring knowing the minute spring is scheduled to arrive. And the rumor in the current state studio here today is that it's already arrived, but I don't know for sure. And I'm a geek like that. If I know the minute that spring arrives, you know what? I feel better after that minute than I did before that minute, because this voice in the back of my head says, hey, it's spring. Winter is officially over. Now, it doesn't look that way outside necessarily, but I just feel better on the inside about that whole scenario. Anyway, it is the spring equinox. We're glad you've decided to join Current State here this morning. We have got an interesting show here today. Yesterday, right at this time on the program, East Lansing State Representative Sam Singh said that he was taken by surprise by a proposal that came from Republicans on the House Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee. Singh serves on the subcommittee and had found out just shortly before he joined us on the program that the panel had proposed a plan that would cut state revenue to universities that approve new long-term contracts with faculty unions. Now, several schools, including the University of Michigan and Wayne State University, have been pursuing the new contracts to delay the impact of Michigan's new right-to-work law, set to take effect 1 week from today. Now, Representative Singh says the provision is especially unfair in Wayne State's case. He says that's because their new contract, the new proposed contract with faculty, cut $10 million from the school's budget. The GOP-backed provision would nonetheless take away $27 million of state revenue from the school because of the new 8-year contract. It calls for the cuts if new contracts don't show more than 10% in savings. At Wayne State, they do not. Here is how Representative Sam Singh described the proposal yesterday.
Wayne State got a number of great concessions according to management. They got $10 million of health care savings. They got lower costs of raises over the years. They also got teacher tenure. So if a faculty member wasn't doing a good job, it's easier for them to remove them. Again, these are reforms that have been asked for by the Republican Party for years. They're being instituted, but now they're going to be penalized because it might extend a contract a little bit longer for some of those unions.
Now, to try to figure out what is going on, I spoke later in the day yesterday to Republican State Rep Al Pasholka. He's the chairman of the House Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee. I first asked him about the aim of this provision and why he supports it.
Well, the purpose of this provision is, number one, I think we all want to have more money go to higher education. And we also want to be able to hold down tuition. And what we're saying here is we don't think it's financially responsible or fiscally responsible to enter into these long-term contracts, especially when you've got no way to project costs going forward. So this is a way of incentivizing some good financial practices. And the other piece that folks are not talking about is we'd like to see tuition restrained to 3% or less. We've gotten to a point in this state, and if you look at the 15 universities, in the last 10 years, the tuition increases have ranged between 90% and 160%. And we hear in our offices every day from students and from parents and from taxpayers that we've got to be able to control some cost and make college affordable for Michigan kids.
And how does the measure define long-term contract?
Something that's outside the norm. Normally, these contracts are 3 to 4 years. They're not 8-year contracts. They're not 5 or 10-year contracts. What we're really trying to get to is we don't want to take money from anybody. We're trying to increase funding for higher ed. And in fact, the budget that came out of today increases funding by $31.3 million.
Well, this comes on the heels of a recently proposed 8-year contract at Wayne State that cuts university costs $10 million, but the new provision would mean that Wayne now stands to lose $27 million in state funding right on the heels of negotiating down their budget. How do you respond to people who allege the school is being punished, really, for doing something right?
The premise of your question is absolutely wrong. And in the hearing, we asked Wayne State point blank, what are the savings to taxpayers? They made some statement about possibly $10 million in health care costs, but you've got an eight-year contract with a $1,000 signing bonus and a 20% pay increase. There is $0 saved for taxpayers. So with all due respect, the premise of your question is absolutely wrong. And on any of these contracts that have been talked about, there are no taxpayer dollars being saved at all. If taxpayer dollars are being saved, nobody in the legislature is going to have a problem with it.
Well, it sounds like there's some serious misinformation here, or a misunderstanding between the university and the committee here. The university issued a statement that calls it punishment.
Well, we've met with the university privately. We've met with the university publicly. And we've flat out asked, and I've asked, and other members of the committee have asked, how much in taxpayer savings are you getting with this contract? And the answer from President Gilmore a week ago was, I don't know. There was no number given. So if the university is saying that there's millions of dollars being saved, I'd be more than happy to sit down with them and go over those numbers with them.
East Lansing State Rep. Sam Singh sits with you on the House Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee. He told me Tuesday morning that he could and should have learned about this provision days before, like late last week. What do you think of that?
Well, I know Rep. Singh has done a couple of press conferences and done some press releases, but we've had conversations about performance funding. So I think he did have some indication that there would be something coming. And that's my only response to that.
But nothing in this much detail. That was his point to me Tuesday morning, was that the 15% cuts were news to him until 8 o'clock Tuesday morning.
Well, I disagree. I mean, we've had discussions and talks about this and what the performance funding and the metrics would look like.
Tell us about Tuesday's response to the measure. What are people saying to you? How are they responding?
I've heard response from a lot of the parents that have called my office and have thanked us for taking a stand to try to hold down costs so that we can eventually make tuition more affordable for folks. And really, that is the driver of this whole initiative, is to make college affordable and to protect the interest of taxpayers, of students, and of parents.
Is it now in front of the full House, then?
The subcommittee bill does go to the Appropriations Committee first, so it would go to House Appropriations, then to the House floor. And, of course, the Senate is also working on their own version.
Any comment from the governor's office about this? Do you know how he feels about it?
I have not spoke specifically with the governor about this.
Don't know.
Don't know.
That's Republican State Rep. Al Pasholka. For its part, Wayne State University issued a release which calls the legislation punishment for a proposed contract within the legal requirements of Michigan's right-to-work law. It goes on, and I'll quote, "We are stunned and saddened that the legislature would take such measures in reaction to a contract that is both good for the university and perfectly legal. This is a case of legislators questioning the judgment of people who understand and are responsible for the best interests of the university. While some legislators may feel satisfied, a cut of this magnitude will harm not only the university, but the people and community it serves, and most importantly, our students. There is no magic to university budgeting. When appropriations decrease this severely, a university cannot cut its way to a balanced budget. We will have no choice but to raise tuition," unquote. And the Michigan Public Radio Network's Jake Neer also worked on this story and is working on this story. He joins us now. How are you, Jake?
I'm great. How about you, Mark?
I'm fine. Thanks for joining us. You also spoke with Sam Singh and Al Pasholka, as we did here on Current State. But you also heard from House GOP spokesman Ari Adler. What did he have to say?
Well, Mr. Adler made it pretty clear that when it comes to the House Republican majority, it's pretty clear that there's a lot of support for this among that caucus. And, you know, we're talking about a budget subcommittee here. So this bill that passed this proposal, so this has a long path through the legislature into the governor's desk at this point. But when it comes to its path through the House, it seems to me like, again, the Republican majority has a lot of support for it, and Ari Adler said that the House Speaker wouldn't necessarily say that he supports the specific 15% cuts here, the specific provisions, but he would say that he definitely supports the theory or the concept of, as he puts it, keeping universities and schools accountable for their negotiations in these contracts. I did hear a quote from the Gongwer News Service from we're also talking about school districts as well that could see cuts if they, extend these union contracts.
Right.
And Representative Bill Rogers, who is the chair of another subcommittee on the school aid budget, said that when asked why he was including this provision in the school aid bill, he said it came from leadership. So if you had to ask me, in my opinion, it seems like it has a pretty clear path through the House.
You also got with Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. How did he respond?
Well, talking to Senator Richardville was kind of interesting because he had said, again, he also supports this concept of keeping, as he says, universities accountable on these contracts. But at the same time, when he was asked about the specifics of this proposal, he was a little bit less enthusiastic, I guess. And here's what he had to say to reporters and me yesterday.
I don't think that a punishment kind of thing is the right way, but we do need to talk to the universities about how they're going to spend this money and if they're going to sign these contracts.
So if you heard that just alone, you might think, well, this is going to have a tough time in the Senate with the Senate Majority Leader not necessarily being on board. But he did go a little bit after that to give himself a little wriggle room, basically saying that when he was posed the question, when it comes to almost $30 million in cuts for Wayne State and over $40 million for the University of Michigan, so you wouldn't support those kinds of cuts, and he said, well, not all of it. So he was very kind of, he has a lot of time, let's just say, to have his opinion on this evolve, let's just say. And there's a lot of, we'll see what happens.
Very good. And we also understood, as of late yesterday, the Wayne State Board was scheduled to vote today on their new contract. The Michigan Public Radio Network's Jake Neer. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Mark.